see if I got this mic right. Have I got it on right? Okay. Well, I cannot tell you how grateful I am to be here. I know some of you. I knew Martha and Rachel when they were teenagers, and our girls rode horses together, and they taught. So I love them both. It's good to see you both. Thank you, Martha, for those songs. Those were just the right ones, two of my favorites. I love pretty tables and gatherings of celebration, and I am very touched that God allowed me to be the one to share about Hand of Hope. As Karen was saying, or Debbie was saying, they are away at a retreat for all the pregnancy centers of North Carolina. They really need to come together from time to time to pray for each other and to share ideas so that we are a stronger network, not just in our state, but all over the country and the world. So if you'll forgive me, I can never watch that video and not cry. And I've seen it I don't know how many times. That shares the story in such a beautiful way of the different components of what Hand of Hope is about. So all I'm doing is trying to fill in a few extra pieces. And just allow the Holy Spirit, hopefully, to answer questions or to meet needs you have. We all know that Jesus is the main thing. And that's just where I want to start. For Hand of Hope, Jesus is the main thing. Sharing Jesus is, that's our first and foremost purpose. And all the different ways God allows that to happen, we're just really grateful for. I will go back and just share that I was pulled into the pregnancy care movement pretty early on. I was in college when Roe v. Wade was ruled on and abortion became legal. And I was in a Baptist girls' school and a very strong Baptist church at one of the best college ministries in Raleigh. I went to Meredith. And I was totally unprepared. Nobody talked about the rulings like it had never happened. The church was basically silent, at least the church that I was very much a part of. And it certainly wasn't being talked about on my college campus, because I would have known, because I went to stuff and I was very, very involved. So when one of my closest friends, who was a young believer, and she had a Christian boyfriend, came to say to me, "I'm pregnant." I was just taken so aback, because actually we were close enough, we kind of made this prayer covenant that we would pray for one another to stay pure and wait for. So I had no idea she was even sexually active. And when she told me that she was so afraid to tell her parents that she just thought she'd have to have an abortion, and she'd already booked that appointment, I was just floored. I mean, I couldn't describe to you. I was like, processing, Jesus, what do I say to her? And I knew to say to her, that's not the answer. But I didn't know, because back then, I think the Catholic Church maybe had a pregnancy center, but no other place. And I'm not even sure the birth choice had been established in Raleigh at that point, but I had no idea. And so I grappled with, how do I help my friend? And the saddest part was, because she was a young Christian and her parents were not yet believers, though they were lovely people and very moral, she was so ashamed. And she was convinced, this is the lie Satan gave her, she was absolutely convinced that if she told her parents, they would be so disappointed that they wouldn't want to be believers. That's the lie. And here's something that at the time I wish had been planted in me and somebody had helped me with, because I am certain that she would have chosen. She was in love with that baby. She wanted that baby. But she was very afraid about her parents' reaction. If she had been going to take the life of her two-year-old, would I have gone to her parents? That's a question I asked myself some years later when I heard that phrase. And I went, of course I would have. She would have been mad at me initially, but that would have been the right thing to do, because her parents would have stood with her. They'd have come alongside her. I know that. But see, I hadn't even been prepared to know what else can I say and where can I take her. She needed a Hand of Hope or a gateway or birth choice in these pregnancy centers. She would have chosen life, gotten that support, gotten help to tell her parents. And that baby who she loves and celebrates and we're going to see in heaven, she wouldn't have the pain in her heart that she has. God's healed that, and it's beautiful. She loves Jesus, and there's a lot of good that's come from that. There's probably others of you in this room that abortion is a part of your story. And I hope that the video brought added comfort. And I do want to just again share that this Bible study that Debbie leads it, and we have it at Hand of Hope. Most pregnancy centers do. There's one for men and there's one for women. I'm not post-abortive, but my friends that have been through it, and some of them say that they knew and they've been Christians a long time, but nothing took them to that level of healing like this Bible study. So that's why I'm going to just plug it again. I know at Hand of Hope, if you call and you don't even have to tell your name and you just want somebody to take your number and have the Carla call you back, they'll even set up a time one-on-one. You don't have to come into the center. It's very confidential. There's all kinds of ways, and I'm sure Debbie could tell you that too, because we want to make it just as comfortable as possible in a very hard thing for you to get those next stages of healings. And my friends that have been through it, one of the things that I know with each one of them is that we embraced our baby and celebrated our baby in a whole new way. And that baby became not such a sad, deep, deep hurt, but that's a lot of that sting was erased. So if I don't get to say anything else, I just want to encourage you that that's an important step to take. And if you know somebody that's post-abortive, and almost every time I speak or share, there are people in the room that are not only post-abortive, but they love somebody deeply, male or female, that's post-abortive. And you may be the person that God's going to call to pray and pray and pray until you feel like you can approach that friend and just let them know. God will open the door for that. If you ever need to talk to somebody, talk to Debbie, you can call one of our centers. Because, you know, I've had people come after I've shared and said, I have somebody I love, da-da-da, they're post-abortive, I am brokenhearted for them, I know they need this, they're stuck. And so, you know, then at least I get a chance to pray with them. So we just want to thank God, even now, we've prayed that several times today, for healing from that, for you if you're in this room, or maybe for somebody else you love. So how many of you know anything about Hand of Hope? You knew something about Hand of Hope before you came today. Raise your hand. Okay, that's right, many of you, okay? And is there anybody that's ever been to our Walk for Life, which is in May, or our Banquet, which is in November? Raise your hand if you've ever been to one of those events. Just a few. Those are great events. They're a big celebration. And so if you go on our website, you can find out more. Our Walk for Life is always the first week of May, and we have a run. So you can actually, that's a cool way to bring friends to the run that are just runners. Because, you know, runners will sign up to do anything. I mean, just for cause, because they just love to run. But we found it, my friend Kelly, this is Kelly Vaughn, and she and I served together at our church with a team that's called Serving Single Moms. So she and I kind of like to go together to do things like this. But you could talk more to her with her. She's a runner. And you can invite people that don't even, I mean, they don't know what a pregnancy center is at all. But they'll come just because of the run. And then it gives you a kind of easy way to introduce them to say, hey, this is really cool. This center has free services, and they offer free pregnancy tests and free ultrasounds. Isn't it cool that our community has a lot of these free services, and it's an easy way to share pregnancy center ministry with somebody who might even be pro-choice, like really strongly pro-choice, but at least they see the things a pregnancy center offers. So is there anybody in this room that's volunteered at Hand of Hope? That might mean you've planted a bush, or that might mean you have gone to serve a meal. Anybody? Okay. Because we have, and same way with Gateway, where Debbie's associated, we have tons of ways to volunteer, from watering plants, cleaning bathrooms, because we don't pay anybody to clean our bathrooms. We clean our own bathrooms, you know, coming by to water plants. Some churches, you know, get their youth together, and they go and they say, we're going to clean up the bushes here, and we're going to cut them back. There's baby showers you can do for clients. One thing that's a fun way as a family to get involved, or as a church family, is you can get these bottles from us, and it says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, James 1:17. God's gift, baby, I have grandkids, and my granddaughter, this is one of her favorite things. She loves to count the money in the bottle. Now, she's all about, she's seven, and she's been raised up knowing about Hand of Hope and the ministry, and she's a little prayer warrior already, and she's praying, you know, Jesus, help those mommies and daddies love and do the best thing for the babies. That is her simple prayer. She gets it. And, honey, she's filled the bottle more than once. She uses her some of her chores and savings or gifts from somebody, and she's twice taken it. Just touches my heart. She takes her little bag, says, Nana, I need to go see Miss Tanya because I got some more monies to help save those babies. So lots of parents like to use this as a way to help their children just know that their extra work or their gifts make a difference too, and their prayers really make a difference. Also, I have a few things today that we're going to share with you and leave with you. I usually have like 200 of these, and for somehow today I didn't make it here with as many as I like, but hopefully we'll have enough for everybody to get one. This is a card that we made up at our church, and we asked our pastor, our campus pastor, we are members of the Summit Church, we said, this card will save a baby's life. And we are asking you to let us put it on every pew, every seat in the whole auditorium, and at some point in at the service, and he did it at the very end, which was great. That's what we needed. We asked him to say to them, look him in the eye, everybody, and say, this card could help save a life. This card has on it the information for our two centers, which is Hand of Hope, which is in Fuquay, and our second center, which is Your Choice. And that, I'll go into a little bit more. That's out there on Johns Franklin Road near the abortion clinic. So on the front, we also have Gateway because we want people to have at least three places. We'd have put some more centers on here, but we couldn't fit them. Right, Kelly? This was about max. And then on the back, we wrote the things we offer, the services we offer. So if you don't get one of these today, like I said, I thought I had a bunch, but we're going to pass out all we have, and then I'll make sure I get some more back over here to Debbie or to Karen, because we want you not only to have them yourselves, but usually I bring so many that I say, I want you to take two, because you need one, and then you ask God who else you know needs the other one, okay? So I apologize that today we won't have all those, but we will get them to you perhaps even by tomorrow, okay? So let me just tell you sort of what's on this card so you know the services we offer. Some of it you've already heard. So we have, first, that was Carla, who does the post-abortive ministry and the Bible study. We have, and remember, these are free. Everything's free. It's always good to emphasize that. Free. Free pregnancy test. Free ultrasound. Post-abortion counseling, like Carla talked about. A girl finds out she's pregnant. She needs to be described all the wonders of that and what's going on. And I did bring, I think I have I have about 20 of the little 12-week baby. And everyone we have, you can take. This is one of the tools we use. I have a pastor's wife who was teaching third grade on the Sunday that we had the pregnancy center. I think we had somebody from Life Care there talking about it. And honey, she picked that baby up and she passed it around to every one of her third graders. And she said, look how amazing you were, even just 12 weeks old in mommy's tummy. She was planting that seed of the preciousness of them. And also, that child probably won't ever forget that this is what they looked like, that tiny. Now, over there on that podium, I have even tinier models that go down less and less. And you can see that. So make sure, if you're younger here, you pick a baby. In fact, my granddaughter has one of these, and he's wrapped in a little something almost all the time, her little baby. And then I pray sometimes at the abortion clinic, and we use these because I can tell you that about 80 or 90% of the girls that we wave and we smile and we hold out our pretty brochure hoping that they'll take one more look, and we show them. We say, you might not have known, and I can say this because this is true. I got friends that went in an abortion clinic, and they had no idea that that's what their baby looked like at 12 weeks. Somebody had lied to them. Somebody had not told them, and believe me, once they got inside, nobody was going to tell them. Nobody was going to show them an ultrasound. So how many of you had an ultrasound for one of your children? Raise your hand. Okay. That's not me. I had to put my hand down because they didn't have those when I had babies. right? How many of you did not have an ultrasound? Yep. So I can just tell you that an ultrasound is like God's gift, I mean, in the most incredible way. For those of you that got to see your baby ahead of time, that was beautiful. Back then, we just had to have the baby, and then you found out what the baby. Yay, it's a girl or a boy. But an ultrasound, about 80%, somewhere in the 70 to 80% of the women and men who see their baby on an ultrasound, even if they were set on abortion is the only way, they were determined if they see that child, they bond. At our banquet, we just had one of the girls who shared. She said, you know, we were thinking, she says, you know, my boyfriend said, forget it, I don't want to hear from you. And she was thinking, you know, abortion's my route. But she said when she saw just the heartbeat, because the ultrasound was very early. She said, I saw that little baby's heartbeat. And she said, all I could do was go, yes, yes. And she had her baby in her arms with her as she shared her testimony Thursday night. So I ended up with lots of our information was shared from the video. Hand of Hope is only 12 years old. I do want to let you know and kind of update you. One of the things we need most is prayer. Now, that's always the case, and that is because it is very emotionally draining, and we're fighting a spiritual battle. Not everybody who comes in Hand of Hope or Your Choice is abortion-minded, but we have a lot of abortion-minded clients. But everybody coming in there really needs direction from the Lord. They need to know the Lord if they don't, and they need to know that God's equipped them, and He's a big God, and He can take them on those next steps. We need prayer for those clients coming in and out. One of the things, if there's today we need most, is prayer. And we have a new online prayer team. It's only 9 weeks. This week will be the 10th week. We have over 80 people that have signed up in 10 weeks. It will come to you in an email on Sunday night. It's only one page. It's five or six things that we'll ask you to pray. You can cover that prayer list in 5 or 10 minutes, anytime you want to, in the privacy of your home. We're not asking you to come to extra meetings, but we would just love it if you would come over to the computer and put your email in. And if it's too crowded there, because we have so many people, if you write it down on a piece of paper, just make sure you write it real easy, because I've entered some of these and it doesn't, sometimes, you know, it bounces back. But we would love to have, we spoke at a church, it was 10 weeks ago, right? And that was our first time we asked somebody to join the prayer team, because we just started that. And that church, there were 40 people and 12 people signed up just that day. And then they started praying for God to multiply, and He has. So we kind of think your church is going to put us over the 100 mark today. I'm kind of thinking, because I know some of the folks in this church, and they are praying folks. So let me just update you, because one of the battles we have going on, and I just want to talk about perseverance. When the children of Israel went into the promised land and God said, this is your land, and when they got there to go in, was it easy? Were all the battles fought? They had to fight some more. So that's happened to us in a very real way just very recently. December of 2015, we lease land. We lease a building on Johns Franklin Road that's very near, like walking distance from the abortion clinic, a preferred woman's health. God opened the door in a miraculous way for us to buy the house right next to the abortion clinic. So if you're standing there looking at the abortion clinic, to the right, there's a beautiful house we've remodeled, and it is our new Your Choice. But when Raleigh City Council, when the zoning board assessed it, they gave us unanimous approval, and we thought, hey, by September, you know, bought it in December, September, we're going to be in there. Had all these volunteers and people giving money and coming to fix the house up. And then the Raleigh City Council, although their zoning board unanimously approved us, said unanimously, no, we don't think you get to use the building that way. Some of you may have followed it. If you go on our website, there's a whole thing about it, and I'm not going to give you a lot of details except to say we're still in a legal battle. We did pray. At least two or three people offered to outright buy it, and they would do it, get the rezoning, and then later, this happens all over the country. that people, instead of being able, they know there's a battle because it's a spiritual battle. That abortion clinic didn't want us next door. The Raleigh City Council had people, obviously, that were friends, we'll say. So anyway, we have a federal lawsuit that's based on the Religious Land Use Act. We have godly attorneys. In fact, one of them spoke at our banquet, and he was, you know, it wasn't lawyer talk. It was just Jesus pouring through him. We're in a spiritual battle. We had people offer to buy it, but as a board, I was serving on the board at that time. God didn't say that. He said, this is a part of what you need to do, and if it's going to be tough, it's okay. Somebody's got to fight the religious liberty battles too. And also, we just really prayed that God would give us, every time we have to do another Tanya has to do another radio or News and Observer, you know, interview, that every time we just would help our community know that Jesus loves you, and that these are free services, and that's just because out of Jesus' love, we want to love our community well. So if you just, when it comes to mind, we need prayer that God would give us victory, because right now, because the abortion clinic, it's too long to explain, but they said, well, the abortion clinic could appeal, and they said, well, we don't mind if you're next door as long as you don't do. Listen to two things they don't want us to do. Pregnancy test or ultrasounds. Now, we can do our life skills over there, and we can go over there and pray in our new beautiful building, but we can't do the picture. You can't let that girl have a real choice, right? So the Lord has called us to pray and love them no matter who's opposing us. He says, love them, and not see that as, you know, that's Satan, but God's sovereign. He's sovereign over all things. So we know that God's doing what he's doing, and we pray that we don't know our court date yet. There's always something going on, tons of stuff behind the scenes legally going on. Our lawyer did say that he has many cases, but this is the one that keeps him up at night. That's what he said, praying. So if you would pray for us that we just be faithful to the Lord, and also that we just really continue to have a heart to pray for our neighbors at the abortion clinic and to love well anybody he brings our way, even if they're really opposed to what we do. You know, God calls us to do things that, or we're going to be opposed. That's just the bottom line. We just want to persevere. We want to trust him, and we want to obey him. So I just pray, thanks again for allowing us to come. We've got some resources over here. Kelly, if you want to start the cards that I do have, we just want to give some to each table. So I have tons of these. This is just a reminder. It's a sweet little baby with her hands folded, pray every day to end abortion, and then there's some beautiful scripture on the back. So I have plenty of these. The Hand of Hope cards, the ones that have Gateway and Hand of Hope, we have those for you. Also, there's little babies over there. You're welcome to take one of those. If your church at some point or you individually want to do the baby bottle drive, just let us know. You can come by and we'll get you, make sure we've got some bottles ready for you. And then Kelly and I are just going to be hanging out over there so we can answer questions. Please, please sign up for the prayer team. And could I just close with prayer? Lord, I just feel so blessed to be here with these beautiful women. Thank you for the men that served. Lord, thank you for a church family that obviously, Lord, there's such love here for you. I feel your presence so strongly. Lord, thank you for all the ways they serve their community and their world. I know they're a sending church. They send missionaries all over the world. God, bless this church family, Lord. Just continue to let your Holy Spirit flow through them so out of them flow rivers of living water. And Lord, we thank you for all the ways you have called us to love our neighbor as ourselves. God, for our unborn neighbors that are in peril, for these parents, Lord, that are so confused and have been lied to or just so frightened. God, we just ask, God, that you just intervene in a miraculous way. Thank you for all the pregnancy centers and all those who lead the post-abortive Bible studies, the men and women. Bless them, Lord, and continue to heal your people, Lord, and help us, Lord, to reach out. And Lord, help us all to remember that we all have fallen short of your glory, but you're a great God. And there is nothing that you have not covered, Lord Jesus, with your precious blood. And that, Lord, you promise in Romans 8:28, and you will work all things together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Lord, thank you that as your child, we have when we lean on you, all we need to do everything we've been created for. And yes, you don't need us, but you delight and love us, and so you enjoy drawing us into your purposes. And we love you and thank you for that. You are such a good, good Father. That is who you are. In your holy name we pray. Amen.